National Healthcare Now, Ann Feeney. Line I like best is right towards the end there. There's enough Mr. Jones and Mr. Dow. We want our national healthcare now.
I'm glad you like that. I was pleased with it myself.
It's too bad that you have to drag these songs out of you. But fortunately, you choose the best of your own and of your friends. And you told me earlier when I was talking to you that Peggy Seeger was one of the people who's been inspirational to you. How did she get into your lexicon of music?
I met Peggy Seeger and Ewan McCall when they came to Pittsburgh to do a concert during the miners' strike in England in 1989. The host in Pittsburgh who was presenting them was actually very uncomfortable by their strong left-wing politics. His only interest in their music was as folklorists and the fabulous traditional songs they had collected. And actually, the Pittsburgh concert was not a benefit for the coal miners. It was a traditional concert, but they were on a tour raising money for the striking miners at that time. My friend called me and asked me if I would mind taking Ewan and Peggy around Pittsburgh. They wanted to see some labor history. Well, I couldn't have been more thrilled. That first meeting, I'd say that Ewan definitely dominated the conversation, but Peggy and I connected in other ways, and then after that, every time they came anywhere near Pittsburgh, we would get together somewhere. And I began performing I'm Going to Be an Engineer and also B-Side, a fabulous song that she wrote about violence against women. But she has been such a thoughtful and loving, wonderful friend to me. And when I realized that I'm Going to Be an Engineer is probably pushing 50 years old at this point and remains a staple of my repertoire, it's got to be a pretty remarkable song to hold up that way. And it absolutely changed my life to learn that song and internalize the meaning of every line in it.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy.